Good afternoon, listeners. We want to welcome you back to our coffee hour, A Cup of Value. And this week, again, we're going to be focusing on a different value called personal responsibility. And I have to tell you, just in even getting ready to start talking on personal responsibility, I was not being responsible. And that's because getting ready for our talk, I didn't have everything ready. So there you go. I wasn't personally responsible. We're going to go more into that as we talk about our value today. And I want to start off with a quote that I learned in a seminar, and it really ties quite well with being personally responsible. And the way you do anything is how you do everything. The way I choose to start my day is how my day is going to go. If I choose to be personally responsible, for example, getting up at 6 o'clock every morning for me is really difficult. I'm more of an 8 o'clock in the morning person. But with my job, I have to get here earlier than that because my job starts at 8 o'clock. So I have to wake up at 6 o'clock. And there are some days, I'm telling you, I hit the snooze button about 3 times. And before I know it, I'm running to get to work. Is that being personally responsible? No. If anything, it's starting off my day in a rush, a mad rush. I'm anxious. I'm angry. I'm a little grouchy even. So what do? I can choose to either stay that way and be grouchy throughout the day, be miserable, and affect everyone around me, or I can make a different choice. And that's what I've been doing. When I find out that I'm starting off my day angry or mad or having to get up so early, I actually say out loud, I say, I choose this day to be different. I choose this day to be great. I choose this day to be one of joy, success, and have a smile on my face throughout the day. And I find that if I'm personally responsible in making that choice, the whole day is different. It ends on a happy note. It ends on a good note. I find blessings throughout the day. And that's my view on how I see being personally responsible. We have with us today, and we're very happy again to have Alex Hernandez.
Hello, guys. Thank you again for joining myself and Pollock. We are very, I want to say thank you again for, you know, taking time out of your day to listen to us. And I just really hope that, you know, you do take something from this. And my take on personal responsibility is I like to emphasize on the word personal more than so much more than responsibility, because responsibility is very important. But personal responsibility means relying on yourself. Not so much as, let's say you have a group project and you're responsible to do the information. You're responsible to do the poster board. Some people are relying on you. You have to be responsible not just for yourself, but for others. But what's really hard is personal responsibility, looking out for yourself, being responsible for your own actions, sometimes when no one is even looking. And personal responsibility to me means, you know, being responsible for yourself. Not making excuses. Like, I like the example that Pollock gave, because everyone I know has a trouble getting out of bed. Everyone does. Everyone hits a snooze button 3 or 4 times. Everyone's rushing in the shower. Everyone's, you know, walking out the house with a cup of coffee, a toast in their mouth, and their keys in their hand. Everybody's always in a rush. But if you're more responsible, you would wake up earlier. You would have time to maybe sit down for 10 minutes and drink your coffee. You would have time to take longer in the shower, longer to put on your makeup, longer to pick out your outfit, instead of having to be rushed, or vice versa. Maybe if you would have studied for the test all the semester, you wouldn't be up to 5 in the morning studying for that final the next day. And maybe even missing that final because you only had 2 hours of sleep and you fell asleep so late. Personal responsibility, like I said, is just being personal for your own actions, and especially personal, because no one is really affected but yourself. Personal responsibility at times will affect others, let's say in a group project or someone's relying on you, but personal responsibility is you being responsible. You being responsible to make that car payment. You being responsible to wake up every day, put a smile on your face, and go to work to get that paycheck. Being responsible for yourself. Being responsible to put food on your table. Being responsible to, you know what, make yourself happy too. Just being personally responsible for yourself. for you. And that's really what personal responsibility is. Because responsibility in the whole is just having responsibility over what you're assigned or what you have to do. But personal responsibility is being responsible of yourself, of your actions. And like Ms. Pollock said, when you wake up and you're in a certain mood, that's a mood you're going to be all day. If you're you know, personally responsible to wake up and be, you know, happy and, you know, joyful of the day, the rest of your day is going to be happy. Because that's personal to you. Being personally responsible for your own day, for your own actions. If you wake up and you're in a grouchy mood on the wrong side of the bed, as everyone says, and just, you know, in a foul, awful mood, coming to work with grunts and, you know, dirty looks and just not wanting to talk to anybody, that's on you. And when you come home, you're like, oh, I really had a bad day at work, everybody was against me. Well, that's no one's fault but yourself, because you gave that off. You're responsible to give to give a happy aura, so that way you can have a happy day. And you're personally responsible for your day acting out as, you know, unhappy or as in grouchy or as, oh, I'm so happy to be home.
I love what Alex just said, because what makes me think about is, well, what is it that makes us to be personally responsible? What is that drive? What is that force that helps us to go into that personal responsibility mode? You know, it takes boldness. It takes courage to actually admit to yourself that, oh my gosh, you know, I'm in a really bad mood today. I need to make a change. And it also takes a lot of energy for you to focus on that and to turn that around. Because sometimes we get really caught up in just the same old thing. It's like being in a box. We're so comfortable in this box. We're so comfortable with our attitude that we always have. We don't realize that if we change that attitude, it can make the day a whole lot brighter, a whole lot more joyful. So what is it that drives you? What are the qualities you want to choose to help you to be more personally responsible?
I like that. I really like that Paula brought that up, because that made me, made me start to think that what drives me, you know, is it I just want to introduce that I am currently a high school senior and I'm going into college. So what's driving me to pass my classes? What's driving me to get good grades, to get the scholarship, to get, you know, to ultimately try to leave my hometown and go into bigger and, you know, grander experiences? And at the end of the day, it's not my mom pressuring me. It's not my dad. It's not the universities out there, you know, looking at my academics. It's me. I want to leave. I am personally responsible for my grades. That's what's driving me. That I want to leave. I want to experience more. I don't want to stay here in my hometown, whether, you know, it has been good to me, but I just want to experience more. And so that's what drives me. And everyone needs to find what drives them. And personal responsibility also means, you know, admitting to your faults. Everyone has faults. Everyone has humans. And through a cup of values, you're going to hear that a lot, because we want to emphasize that, you know, everyone makes mistakes. Everyone, you know, does something that, you know, they wish they could take back, and it's okay. But you have to be personally responsible to, you know, accept that you messed up. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't have that personal responsibility to say, you know what, I apologize for talking the other way. Oh, you know what, I apologize. I should not have been in that tone. I should have not said that. I should have not have talked behind your back. But at times people are just like, no, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do anything wrong. She's just too sensitive. Oh, no, that wasn't on me. That was her. No. Personal responsibility is taking the responsibility on you. And what makes you even a bigger person is that if someone messes up, you know, once in a while, take it. That just shows the bigger person you are. You and someone else are working on a major deadline and they weren't personally responsible for their half. Go ahead and do their half. It'll look better on you at the end of the day. But I just want to stress that everyone does make mistakes, and don't beat yourself up for it. Don't think, oh, I'm a horrible person. What you do need to think is, how can I grow from this? How can I change from this? How can I be more responsible for my actions, for my words, for what I say, for what I do? That's what I want you viewers to really think about. What Pollock said, what drives you, and also, you know, accept your faults, accept your flaws, and the quicker you do that, is the quicker you'll be able to have more personal responsibility over your life and your actions.
And that's just another way of honoring yourself as well, is to admit those parts about yourself that you know sometimes are a little more stubborn, or we make decisions that that affect our lives. And whether it's being personally responsible or not responsible, we made those choices ourselves. And it's and then honor yourself and admit that to yourself. How do you want to continue on? Do you want to make the change in your life? Do you want to make this change so that it can affect your relationships with others? How about making a decision to change for yourself? That's honoring yourself. It's also honoring other people that are in your life too. Your family, your brothers, your sisters, your peers, whether you're at work or at jobs, whether you're at school with your peers, and sports, and whatever recreational activities that you do, it affects all the people that are around you, and it also affects yourself.
It affects yourself. It affects yourself. It affects, you know, me. It affects Paul, like, all in different ways. But in the end of the day, it affects you. It's personal. Like, you know, I want to go back to last week's value, which was commitment. Like I said, with the beds, everyone wouldn't know if I lied or not, but I was lying to myself. I was being responsible to myself to make my bed. Because, like I said, my colleagues, my peers, my friends, Miss Pollock, my mother wasn't there telling me to make my bed. And they weren't there either to see me not make my bed. So I decided, I decided what I wanted to do. Whether it was make my bed, not make my bed. And if I didn't make my bed, was I going to lie about it? Was I going to say the truth? And that's personal responsibility. You know, being responsible, like I said, over and over of your actions. When people aren't watching, you know, especially when people aren't watching, because a lot of the times, you know, we like the pat on the back, or we like the high five, or the, you know what, you did great. But sometimes we don't get that. And it's when we don't get that, it's when people aren't watching, that personal responsibility really, really counts. It really shows your character. Other people might not be able to see that character that you displayed with your personal responsibility, but you will. And I guarantee you, once you do something that is great, or once you do something that makes you feel better, you'll just, like I said, you'll feel better. You'll be a much happier person, you know, whether it's for those 5 minutes that you did something great, and, like, you forget everything. Like, oh, I did this. Oh, like, you know what? I'll help you with the door. Oh, you know what? I have to pick up my kids from soccer practice. I'm not going to be late again. I'm going to be responsible to do. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to pick up fast food today. I'm going to go to the groceries, and I'm going to get something. I'm going to make something. My daughter needs something. My friend needs something. My partner needs something. I'm going to be responsible to do it for them. That's what personal responsibility is.
I really love what you just said, Alex, about making a commitment to making the beds. That is such a great way for us to know that if we continue to do that with our commitments, we have formed a habit. And, of course, we talked about if you do a habit for 40 days, it becomes a part of your life. It sticks with you. We have a stickfulness with it. Another thing I want to focus on here is what happens with personal responsibility. What are the results when we're personally responsible? Well, first of all, there's a freedom of knowing that, hey, I did it. I was personally responsible for that choice that I made. And look, I got my bills paid. And look, I was able to get up earlier, enjoy a cup of coffee, a nice long hot shower, and even talk to my parents for a brief period. I have a sense of freedom of being and knowing that I accomplished something that I wanted to do and that I did. And it makes me happy. It makes the whole day happy.
I like how you said freedom, because freedom is great, you know, personal freedom, like freedom of your thoughts, you know, not overthinking something. And with freedom being said, Let's go to the path that, let's say you weren't responsible for something. Let's say you didn't, you know, wake up early. Let's say you were late for work. Let's say you picked up fast food. Let's say you forgot to pick up your child from school, from soccer practice. What happens then? And what happens then is that you keep thinking and thinking over your wrongdoings. It's pestering and pestering, and inside your, you know, you just keep thinking, oh, I should have done it. Oh, you feel guilty about it. You know, at times we lie. And that happens, but when we lie, we don't really understand till later that there's a greater evil in lying. In lying, you know, we're there in bed and we'll wake up, oh my gosh, I lied, oh, I have to, or, you know, having to cover up a lie to cover up the other lie, and so on and so forth. And at times, you know, we lose track that if we don't fulfill our personal responsibility, at times people will know, but you know. And that sticks in your mind. The whole, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. You know, let's say you told your coworkers you're going to run every single day. You go home and you don't run. While you're in bed, you're thinking, I should have ran. And I have felt like this before. Last night, I've been trying to walk every day this week to, you know, to be more proactive in my health. But yesterday, I got home a little later than usual. I got home, I ate, I was going to go to Starbucks and study, and it just got really late, so I didn't walk. I had many opportunities to, you know, just tell myself, you know what, I'm going to put on my shorts, I'll go walk. Or even in my jeans, just walk a block real quick, walk back and forth, not even fast, just to get my blood pumping, and just to say I did some exercise. And I didn't do that. And while I was in bed eating, while I was in bed, you know, watching Netflix, while I was at Starbucks, you know, even reading my book, I, you know, when I paused, I thought, you know, I should have ran. I should have gone to go walk. And I just felt personally bad. And those are the little things that stick with you. And, you know, it's really horrible. I mean, something little as me not walking made me feel bad about myself. I felt, you know, like sort of, you know, even gross that I couldn't even fulfill that to walk every day, that I took a break. And that's like one of the evils of, you know, personal responsibilities, that when you don't do it and you lie to yourself especially, it ends up catching up with you. Because no one will really know you're lying, but when you're lying to yourself, it'll come back. It'll come back to you. You'll think, I actually didn't do that. I feel really bad. I should have done that. I should have said sorry. I should have, you know, owned up to my faults. I should have ran. I should have made dinner when I said I was going to make dinner. I should have gone to go visit my, you know, friend in the hospital. I should have gone to go visit my grandparents who haven't seen in forever. You know, I canceled that date. I canceled that luncheon. And then you start to feel bad. And that's the last thing I want for myself, and I want for you, my viewers, is to ever, you know, be sitting down and feel gloomy for even whether it's 5 seconds or whether it's, you know, 5 minutes. Just feeling gloomy of something you said you were going to sort out to do and you didn't sort it out. You didn't accomplish it. You didn't fulfill it. Because that is such an eerie, you know, gross feeling. And just in a way, just, you know, if you're going to say you're going to do something, do it. And if you know for a fact you can't, don't agree to something that you're not going to fulfill. But overall, you know, you might be lying to yourself. You know, people might not know. Like, oh, well, like, she'll never know. You know, I had a meet up with my parents. Oh, I'm just going to tell them I'm busy with work. Oh, my parents are down. My parents are going to come up to visit me at college. Oh, I'll just cancel and say, you know what? Oh, I can't. I'm sorry. I have finals. But when it comes to that weekend they're going to come, or when it comes to that day you're going to meet up with somebody and you cancel for no reason, you know, you'll start to feel bad. You'll start to feel bad, you know, whether you're eating without them, whether you're sipping coffee without them, whether, you know, you're in your college dorm by yourself and you realize not there, that starts pestering inside of you. And just, like I said, just if you're going to be being personally responsible, it does have its way of, you know, catching up with you when you're not.
Beautiful. Thank you. And we just had Rene Alavadis come in. He's going to be joining us, too, as we're talking about personal responsibility. And we would love just to hear from you. What is your definition of personally responsible? And we're all just what we've been talking about recently is how making a habit of being personally responsible can have good outcomes or it can have bad outcomes.
And also just that personal responsibility is very, you know, personal. And I was emphasizing on that word, that it's very personal. You know, it's not so much, you know, having a deadline with a group or having to do something for someone else, but it's just being personal to yourself.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. excuse me. I know right now a personal responsibility, I would say my definition of that would be telling yourself you're going to do something and making deadlines and making sure you hit your deadlines. That way you can get all everything you have planned done. And I know a lot of us, you know, personal responsibilities, it can be as simple as leaving the house on time, or another personal responsibility, you know, feeding a pet. You know, you have things like that all to keep track of, getting your homework done on time. I know for me, being involved in a lot of clubs and organizations as Alex, and I can only imagine being a professional and having all these responsibilities, you know, we have a lot of things we get involved in, a lot of commitments we make, a lot of things that, you know, we have the responsibility to go and make sure we get them done. And I know this is more on the school level here when I'm talking about it, but like, I know with some of the clubs, you got deadlines you need to meet. You know, you got to make sure that you're preparing. You know, competition dates come up. You need to make sure you're ready for all that stuff. And I think it's something with personal responsibility, you got to be strong about it. You got to be making sure that, you know, you're keeping time. And I think it can also go a lot with your time management skills and personal responsibility go really hand in hand in a situation like this, because if you have good time management skills, more often than not, you got good personal responsibility because you're reaching those deadlines. And I think that's something that's very important that we all need to keep in mind.
You know, I like what you say about that. What is your view in terms of seeing personal responsibility? What is the force behind that that gets you to be personally responsible?
I would say that my force that's keeping me personally responsible is, you know, you have your set of morals, your values, you know, commitments that you make to yourself that are important to you. And I think that's what makes you personally responsible, knowing that at the end of the day, the only person you let down is yourself. And I mean, that's something you got to live with yourself every single day. You're the one who's going to have to look in the mirror at yourself and say, you know what, I didn't make the deadline. And that's something that can really get us down. But when you're making your personal, you're keeping up with your personal responsibilities, I think you can feel real good about yourself because you're keeping up with them and you're feeling good, you're getting things done. And at the end of the day, you're creating those good habits. And these habits, you know, you start them off in the school level, and then I feel that you're going to take them on to the college level. And once you're there at the college level, you can then take them on to the next level, you know, your professional career or whatever. You go into the military, you go straight into the workforce. You need to have those personal responsibilities, make sure, and it can help you for the rest of your life. And I think that's something real good. Like, Ms. Pollock, what are some personal responsibilities you have here at school?
Well, for this week, grades are due for progress reports and having to get the grades in on time. And sometimes I also have to face other issues, like sometimes there's computer issues. And so I have to make sure with my time management that I've gotten all of my grades in so that when the computer's working, I can post them. And I have to tell you, I have been lagging a little bit on that, mainly because I have to get the energy up in myself and admit to myself that, hey, you know, grades are due. What are you going to do? Well, I have this weekend coming up in Houston. I'm going rock climbing with a friend. That, for me, was enough to say, I want to get these grades done because...
Less to worry about?
Less to worry about. I want to go and have fun.
About the deadline, the deadlines being due. Right. I mean, the worst thing you want to do is, you know, being up in that mountain and be like, oh, shoot, I have some grades to put in. That's the worst thing you want. And that's just the worst thing in general, too. Like I said before, you know, when you don't fulfill your responsibilities, it stays in your mind. And it really is the worst thing, you know, when you're, you know, let's say you're having dinner with your loved one, or let's say you're on a trip and you think, oh, I forgot to pay the phone bill. Oh, I forgot to, you know, submit my paper. I mean, like, if we have any college students, any viewers, you know what it feels like. You know, you come down to see your parents if you left your hometown, and you're thinking while you're down here, oh, I didn't do that final. Oh, I have an exam coming up. Oh, that project that I never got started on. And that's where personal responsibility is. You know, like Linnez mentioned, is time management. You know, being able to, you know, set out all the things you need to do and being able to hit them and being able to fulfill every single one of them. Me in high school, I love being busy. And I plan to do that as well as I get older in my life, is to always have a schedule. It is hectic at times, but I love being in different clubs. I love, you know, being in church, being in UIL, being in HOSA, you know, being very active with the community and with my school. But at times, I need to be personally responsible on setting, making my calendar, you know, sitting at the beginning of the month and seeing what days are there. Whenever if someone asks me, oh, can you do this? Oh, Alex, can we have lunch? Can we have dinner? Can we meet up and talk about something? I have to be personally responsible and open up my calendar and make sure I have time, because the last thing I want to do is schedule myself for something, put my name down for something, and me not being able to fulfill it, because at the end, it will come back to me. It will, you know, pester in my mind.
And I like to call that mind pollution. You know, it's something that's going to keep mm-hmm. you up at night. I know I've been in bed before, and I'm already asleep. It's already around 12 o'clock, 1 in the morning, and I'm there, and all of a sudden, my eyes come open. I'm like, wait a minute, I forgot to do something. And I think that's a good thing. Once you reach all your personal responsibilities, you get that peace of mind, that ease. You know, we all like going to bed at the end of the day day with nothing to worry about, refreshed, getting ready for a new day, you know, new responsibilities that day. But all the old responsibilities, that's what they are. They just get pushed into the past. And I think that's something really good, because I know I hate, you know, after a long day of school, thinking about everything I have to do just to go to bed with my mind still cluttered, have all these things still thinking about it, and it can affect your sleep. And I've noticed that whenever you don't meet your personal responsibilities, I get a little stressed out. I don't know about you all, you know,
there's
a lot of things you got to worry about, you know, and I don't like being stressed out. I know stress leads to you get knots in your back, you kind of feel tired more often, you get hungrier, and you know, once you relieve all that stress, you feel better, you feel more energized, ready to go on through your day, ready to tackle those new responsibilities, and not keeping all those old ones with you, which I think is something really good. And I think that's something that once you've cleared your mind, you have a better day, feel better, and I think you can even be a better person to other people and maybe share some of those how to get your personal responsibilities done, have a clear mind with the other people around you.
And actually, when you're walking around as a happy person, completing all your personal responsibilities, people around you notice that about you. And they want to be around you more. They want to be around people who accomplish things in their lives. And that's how, you know, that's how we're serving others as well, is that if we have chosen to be positive and make a difference in our life, we're making a difference in other people's lives as well.
A good difference.
Mm-hmm.
We really strategically put this value right after commitment, because this really does tie in with commitment a lot, because being personal responsibility is, you know, fulfilling your responsibilities, fulfilling your task, and, you know, committing to those tasks. And I just love how they both go hand in hand together, because when you're personally responsible, you are committing to yourself. You're committing to yourself that you're going to fulfill that. You're committing to others, to your partner. You're committing to your friend, your teacher, to your classmates. You are going to fulfill that out. You're going to have personal responsibility and finish it. And that has a lot to do with personal responsibility. You know, committing yourself to plan your calendar, committing yourself to go to sleep an hour early, committing yourself to start studying the day that you find out you have a test, not the day before you find out your test. Just committing yourself in general, committing yourself to be a better person, to wake up in the morning in a happy mood, committing yourself to be personally responsible.
And I think that's really good, because along with being personally responsible, you can take it back with the lesson that we had last week, commitment. You're committing yourself, like Alex was saying, to be personally responsible, to be a better person, to reach your deadlines, because that's really what personally responsible is, your deadlines. You got to make sure you hit them, whether it's at school, whether it's at home with your family, you know, it really doesn't matter. You need to make sure you do it, because not only do you become a more reliable person, you become a person people can trust, you're building trust, building stronger relationships that are going to last, stronger friendships, which is something really good. You're also building the sense of self-accomplishment when you hit your personal responsibilities, making you a lot better. And I think it's really good when people reach all those personal responsibilities.
Thank you, Renee and Alex. It is always a pleasure and so much fun and a life learning experience spending time with you two during A Cup of Value. Before we end our podcast, we want our listeners to take something in their life that they want to better for themselves, whether it be time management, organization, or relationships, and take steps of being personally responsible to grow and become that happy person you see yourself as, the person that you want to be. And of course, we want to hear from you about your experiences. We also want feedback about what you think about our show, and you can do this through our email, cupofvalue@gmail.com. Again, that is cupofvalue@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget, enjoy your cup of value.